This is the Relish Podcast with Kate Stevenson.
Hello there, we're back again. I'm Kate Stevenson and this is the Relish Podcast, a celebration of all things we love to eat, drink, see and do. This week on the show, now sweet tooths might have heard of Rosemary Andrews. She went viral first due to her dessert trolley collaboration with Ben Shuri during that great Attica summer camp pop-up, then with her own online dessert store. Well, now she's opening Mietta by Rosemary. That's a bricks and mortar store where you can see, smell and buy her stunning creations. Rosemary will share all the details. Also, popular CBD restaurant La Madonna at the next hotel has just landed itself an accomplished new head chef. Paul Turner has enjoyed stints at Donovan's and Cutler & Co, among others. So what will he bring to this eatery that promises a novel take on Italian and Chinese cuisine? And in Eat Drink Do Melbourne, Pincho Disco is taking you on a tasty tour of Latin America in Collingwood. The Good Shed has just opened in Ballarat with some great eating and drinking options. Seven Seasons Spirits are bringing the Green Ant Martini to some top Melbourne venues. And I've got some tasty ideas for Christmas. All that is coming up on the Relish Podcast, celebrating the best in food, wine and travel for Melbourne's Easy Music 3MP.
Easy Music 3MP plays all your favourite songs to help you relax.
But don't forget who's taking you home.
Songs you grew up with.
So darling, say the last dance for me.
Songs you know. Songs you love.
She got credit card, stand up size. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Relax with us. Melbourne's Easy Music 3MP.
Well, there's a fair chance that Sweet Tooths will know my next guest, famous first for her dessert trolley of dreams when Ben Shuri and the team set up Attica Summer Camp, and then for her viral cakes on social media during COVID. Pastry chef Rosemary Andrews has certainly made a name for herself, but there's still one big leap to come. After working with some of the world's best chefs and being inundated with orders from her own kitchen, she's now opening her own bricks and mortar business, Mietta by Rosemary. She joins me now. Rosemary Andrews, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Now, it's a pretty cool story. I bet it didn't all happen quite as quickly as it sounds. I don't know if you can do it in a nutshell, but how did you go from baking cakes with your mum and grandmother in Tassie to cooking in kitchens run by the likes of Heston Blumenthal, Gordon Ramsay and Ben Shuri?
I would say it's been a very long journey, a lot of hard work. I've been working in commercial kitchens since I was about 17. So wow. I'm 32 now, so it's been a long journey.
Yeah, so it really has. And so, you know, obviously you clearly enjoyed baking, you know, when you were younger. How long was that journey? Did you stay in Tassie for a bit? Where was the breakout for you?
Well, I've always just wanted to be a pastry chef ever since I was little and have my own bakery. That's just always been the dream, I guess. I've always had that desire in my life to do that. So it's just been a really long journey to get to where I am now.
All right. And so if we jump from, you know, being young, I know, you know, that's been a really long journey. It's been here, it's been overseas. If we look at that recent past and what's kind of got you to Mietta by Rosemary, how did the Attica connection happen? Because I think for most people who say follow you on Instagram now, that's when they started to know even your name.
So actually one of my friends sent me on Instagram that Ben Shuri had posted a story saying that he was looking for a casual pastry chef for the lockdown cakes that he was doing. Yeah. And I just applied for it. And then the next day, Matt, the head chef from Attica, asked me to come for a trial. And I went in the next day and then I just started working there full time, making lots of cheesecakes and cakes for the takeaway menu.
So that would have been a lot of fun. And then were you just straight in when they talked about actually launching Attica Summer Camp?
So Ben Shuri pulled me aside and asked me if I wanted to be the head pastry chef of Attica Summer Camp, which was amazing. I totally didn't expect that, but I really clicked with him. And I would have to say that out of my whole career, like Attica was the best place that I worked like at. Mm. And Ben Shuri as well is probably one of the best people that I worked for or met. And I definitely got a lot of opportunity and growth from working there.
Oh, how cool. And then so obviously you did branch out on your own and you were selling your beautiful desserts online. You know, sounds nice and easy, doesn't it? How much of a slog was that? How hard was it kind of having to keep that going and doing it on your own?
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy to hide behind the Instagram cake photos, isn't it? And put anything online these days now to sell, like e-commerce. But I think it's more harder and tougher starting a brand and, like, having your own bricks and mortar. This is the real sort of test, I think.
Yeah. All right. So it's opening in Glenferrie Road, Malvern. It is called Mietta. Why that name?
Mietta. Well, I was looking for a word for a really long time, something to do with like sugar or honey, like my signature cakes. And I came across Mietta, which is an Italian word, and it means sweet little thing. And then we put by rosemary, just to give like the quality, but also rosemary means remembrance. So I kind of reverse it, and it kind of means like, remember the sweet little things in life, like the moments that we have amongst cake, and that like really showed with lockdown. A lot of people really look forward to the dessert boxes that I did and would send them to other people to show that they cared. So I think cake plays a really important role in, all cultures around the world.
Oh, Rosemary, that's really beautiful. Clearly you're creative, yeah? So you've been making these beautiful things. How fun has it been working on a physical space, putting that creative energy into sort of the place where you're actually going to sell the cakes?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I really enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed meeting Golden, the designers, as well. They give such a different outlook on all the little details that you need to think about as well, too.
Yeah, and getting it going. All right, so what can we expect, given that you've done that work with them, what can we expect from the space and also from the offering when it comes to your beautiful sweet treats?
Yeah, so it's a really elegant space, mostly focused on the cake display. There's a lot of gold and marble. And yeah, I guess just really quality, delicious cakes that are, classics, but they have a bit of a contemporary finesse on them.
Beautiful. And I think we need to warn people. You're going to be open, is it Friday to Sundays?
Friday to Sundays, yes, from 10 a.m.
And my assumption is, Rosemary, knowing you and how popular you are, is it worth telling people, are they going to have to get in early? Because I assume you'll make a certain amount of sort of cakes each day, and when they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah, that's true. I am actually hiring other staff to help me, so I'm going to try and hold the fort as much as I can, for as many hours as I can.
Yeah. All right, I love it. Rosemary Andrews, owner of Mietta by Rosemary. It is a brilliant story. You've brought so much joy to so many people, and especially during a really tough time. So it's great to see you now getting the just desserts that you deserve. We'll encourage people to head to miettabyrosemary.com.au to watch your progress and plan their visit. You'll be open very soon, or follow at Mietta Melbourne on Instagram to start drooling. Congratulations. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to speak with you.
Thanks. Stick around. Plenty more to come on Relish, celebrating the best in food, wine, and travel for Melbourne's Easy Music 3MP.
This is the Relish Podcast with Kate Stephenson.
Well, there are those jobs that can take you anywhere, those specialist skills that mean you can work anywhere in the world, anytime you want, if you are good enough. But unlike a trade like carpentry or a profession like IT, I can't help thinking that there's a certain creativity and flair to being a chef, which means you don't just do a job somewhere, you really put your stamp on a place. Well, a chef with some serious pedigree is about to put his stamp on the already popular La Madonna restaurant at Next Hotel, Melbourne. Paul Turner is that executive chef. He joins me now. Paul, welcome.
Hey, Kate, thanks for having me.
Oh, no worries. Now, am I making it sound too easy, or when you're good at it, does say your profession allow you a certain independence about where you want to be and where you want to work?
I mean, I've taken care of this job. I was pretty lucky with the boys being in the hotel before me. Adrian and Danny were actually apprentices together down at Donovan. So it's been a really good opportunity to sort of come in and take over from them and sort of continue on their legacy, what they've built.
Amazing. And how important is the creativity aspect to you? Because obviously they've built something there, and I know there is sort of a little bit of a theme for La Madonna. Walking into it, how much will you be able to sort of really put the Paul Turner stamp on it?
Yeah, I absolutely love it too. I mean, just prior to this, I've been doing a little residency, single chef, single kitchen, residency up in on Brunswick Street in Fitzroy, down with the guys at PAR. So a lot of what we were doing there was sort of focused on that guest experience, sort of bringing together food, music, drinks, art, and sort of all getting everyone in the same room and sort of sharing our creative sort of passions and flows, and then seeing how we can bring that together into a customer experience. Yeah, and I think jumping into this role, I mean, we've got such a great opportunity with the offering through La Madonna, through the bar. We've got such a great canvas where we can sort of really expand and think our teeth into some of these event concepts.
And then you've worked in a lot of kitchens, yeah, and some big ones. You've been at, like you said, Donovan's. You've worked at Cutler & Co. You've done things like, you know, that sort of smaller kitchen in Mise en Place. What is it that you sort of think then that you bring to La Madonna? What are the things from those sort of varied experiences that you want to sort of make work for you and the rest of the team at La Madonna?
Really just bringing in that sort of that creativity and sort of you want everyone to come to work happy and feeling like they can they have the opportunity to create and that they have that support behind them. And it's really, I mean, I'm one cog in the wheel, so it's really about sort of setting up your team around you that can have execute and have the ability to do that.
Now, I want to say there's a bit of a challenge in La Madonna, but you might tell me there's not at all, in that it is an interesting cuisine because of those chefs who were there before. I think they describe it as Milan meets Beijing, you know, a little bit of Italian, a little bit of Chinese or Asian. How do you approach that? Is that something you'll move forward to, and is that exciting for you, or is it a little bit petrifying?
No, I love the concept. I mean, we've been cooking together for years and years, so a lot of our approaches to food are very similar. Yeah, sorry. I think like we've really tried to keep the DNA of what we've built. I mean, the ducks are always. I mean, we get multiple requests every single night for the ducks. There's a few little bits and pieces that I think it'd be a shame to sort of just throw them away and start everything from scratch. So, I mean, what I've really tried to do in the last, I think I've been here for about 6 or 7 weeks now, is keep that DNA and then sort of throw my own twist on a lot of the new dishes coming through, and then sort of rather than a complete overhaul, it'll sort of start to be a bit of an evolution. So as the restaurant, the hotel evolves, then the food offering will sort of grow to match that. There's a few different challenges working in a hotel rather than than a restaurant. So a lot of the last little while has been learning about the ins and outs of hotel life.
That's what I was wondering, if there particularly is. And is there for you, and you're obviously there now, and I did head in last week purely for research purposes, Paul, to have a try, and it was stunning. What's your favourite thing that you've got on the menu at the moment?
There's a few different ones. I mean, the duck itself I find quite interesting because, I mean, we change the garnish seasonally quite regularly. So every day the boys will come in and we'll sort of sit down and look at what's in season, what we've got around, what's sort of inspiring us, and then we have that opportunity to sort of create from there. But the menu itself, I mean, the gnocchi is always a winner.
Yes.
That was a flow on sort of from my lover days. I sort of put that on the menu and I sort of haven't been able to escape that one.
Yeah.
It's always a crowd pleaser. And I think a lot of the way we're writing our menus now, it's because you've got your multiple outlets. I mean, we have La Madonna, but we also have the Cafe Ingresso downstairs. We have our room service menus, we have our bar menus, and I think a lot of the challenge is being how we can sort of incorporate the different elements of the dishes in across that whole spectrum.
Yeah, across all of the above. Paul Turner, Executive Chef at Next Hotel Melbourne. As I said, I'm nothing if not committed, and in the name of research, I did head in to try that new menu at La Madonna itself, and it really was divine. It was such a lovely menu. We'll encourage people to check it out themselves by heading to the Drink and Dine page at nexthotelmelbourne.com and start to plan their visit ASAP. I hope you enjoy the new gig. Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul. Stick around. I still need to share with you some of the best things to eat, drink and do in Melbourne right now on Relish, celebrating the best in food, wine and travel for Melbourne's Easy Music 3MP.
For lovers of easy music, it all adds up. DAB Plus is the innovation to your favourite station, Easy Music 3MP, where the music is nearer and clearer in stereo right across Melbourne. There is more 3MP to love by upgrading your radio to DAB+. Change the way you listen to 3MP. There is more to love on DAB+. Find out more at 3mp.com.au.
All right, it's that time again. My last chance to share what I think are some of the best things to eat, drink and do in Melbourne right now. So here it is. First, eating. And some of you might know that I love my Latin American cuisine, having travelled extensively in that region. So I'm pretty excited to hear about Pincho Disco, which is opening in Collingwood. Colombian-born chef Diego Cardenas has come up with a menu that traverses his homeland of Colombia, Peru, Chile, Mexico, Argentina, Brazil and beyond. So from a selection of seafood ceviches, crudos and aguachiles to Skull Island prawn anticuchos or maybe some lamb belly with panela glaze, garlic, ginger and coriander. It all sounds good. You can check out the full menu and plan your visit at pinchodisco.com. Now a little further out of town and there's a pretty exciting new collection of venues that's just opened in Ballarat. The team behind The Good Shed say they've developed what they call a multifaceted hospitality and entertainment hub. But there certainly is a lot on offer. There's Nolan's, which is an all-day dining destination with modern Australian dishes and local producers. Nearby Boomtime is serving up tasty dumplings and Hong Kong-style street food. And also just opened is Itinerant Spirits. It looks pretty stunning. They're obviously celebrating rich, bold, complex spirits, including whiskies and vodkas and gins, and it is all a hop, skip and a jump away from the Ballarat train station, so there is no need for a designated driver. You can check out all the offerings at thegoodsshedballarat.com. Still on spirits, and a while back I spoke to former AFL footballer Daniel Motlop about his highly successful distillery Seven Seasons, which produces some really good spirits using native Australian ingredients, from native yam vodka to things like a gorgeous bush honey and wattle seed coffee liqueur. Now, one of their most popular creations is their Green Ant Gin. And to celebrate Australian Gin Week recently, they teamed up with Sydney's Recodo restaurant to create a Green Ant Gin Martini. The good news is we can now try it at a number of top Melbourne venues. They include Bomba, Punch Lane, Mabu Mabu, Black Kite Commune and Sunda. So just head in to give them a try. Or you could grab a bottle of your own Green Ant Gin to make one at home. And do consider what might be some tasty presents this Christmas. Some of the things that have come across my desk lately that I reckon would make a great Christmas Day offering or a gift for someone are things like the 2023 Christmas range from Cocoa Black Chocolates. Stokehouse, that really famous restaurant in St Kilda, is making a Christmas pudding, sort of tropical take on the traditional one that you can buy directly from the restaurant. Wonder Pies and Bake Deco are doing a beautiful new salted caramel tart that could be the new tradition, I guess, at Christmas time. The Sweet Greek in Paran Market is doing some gorgeous Greek Christmas biscuits, mince tarts, or maybe a gingerbread wreath. Or you could head into Victoria by Farmer's Daughters because they're setting up a Four Pillars Christmas pop-up shop. So lots of different gift ideas there. Or, of course, you can always just check in with your favourite local restaurant or business to see what they might be offering up. Ooh-wee, but that is it for another week. As always, I'd always love to hear from you, relish at 3mp.com.au. But this has been the Relish Podcast, celebrating the best in food, wine and travel for Melbourne's easy music, 3MP.
You've been listening to the Relish Podcast with Kate Stevenson.